Well, Kevin's a real star. He's chair of our horticulture department, just a tremendous scientist. And we have an assistant professor who's a real coming star in the same department named Thomas Calhoun. And together, they've been studying how light can be used to extend the shelf life and the taste of various vegetables. In this case, they're looking specifically at harvested tomatoes and strawberries. And this work is being funded by a $500,000 grant from NIPA, the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, in USDA. So we have a huge problem, as you know, Randall, in this country, that so much of our harvested produce goes to waste. So one of the things we do is to look at ways to increase the shelf life of our vegetables without losing any of the flavor or the nutrients that make that food so important. So they're going to be examining the effects of specific light wavelengths or colors on actually reprogramming fruit metabolism and the breakdown that occurs in these vegetables over time. It turns out that plants possess light-sensing pathways that change which genes are turned on and off, and that affects the quality in the harvested plant products. So if we can actually change the way that the fruits turn that on and off, we can make sure that they stay fresher longer and less waste happens. So this could pay big dividends for retailers and consumers as we go down the road with this research.
Dr. Payne said these research efforts continue with hopes of increasing shelf life, nutrient, and flavor retention, which can help increase consumption of healthy food. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.